It is the weekend. It is John Gibbons. Hope you had a lovely weekend and hope you watched plenty of football. We certainly did. I'm going to talk about as much of that as we possibly can now. And we is Bo Stewart and Dan Austin. And I'm John Gibbons. Did I say that? If so, I've said it again. So we're going to focus, first of all, on the relegation picture because there's been managerial sackings and all sorts going on to get our teeth stuck into. And then in part two, we're going to talk about the Merseyside derby and you know, the high quality affair that was. And then right at the end, we're going to speak a little bit about Chelsea because obviously the any question last week was, are Chelsea any good? But we've got more evidence and more people to ask that question to. So we're going to be asking that as well. But I'll start with you, Dan. The two managers have gone. Do you think it's fair that they've lost their jobs, if that's not too a mad a question?
I think they were probably given longer than certainly their own supporters would have given them. So I guess that makes sense. But I think they were both on a total hard and to nothing. From the summer, I think they were both inevitably going to get sacked. Wolves have been on this downward trajectory because of the financial position for a good 3-4 years at this point. They have a small squad and there are a couple of areas in the pit of the pitch in which it's really weak. Those areas are in both boxes. So Strand Larsen is there, is doing all right, but he's on loan for a start. They've let Kilman go, haven't replaced him. They signed a goalkeeper for £10 million who's rubbish, and they've had to go with the previous one that they weren't happy with, who's playing and is making errors. I think O'Neill's looks like a decent coach, maybe not any more than that so far, but sort of decent enough. You know, he's certainly demonstrated that he's capable of being a Premier League manager so far. And if they're just going to not invest and sell the best players over a long period of time, then that's what will happen to you. And Southampton, I think, were promoted too early. I think probably needed another season, really, of playing at that level. And maybe you know, quite a few of the players they had last season were on loan as well. So that means that you're going with maybe half of the team that you actually had last season, and you have to buy the other half, and that takes them time then. And maybe they're not quite the level, you know, two or three of them, and suddenly it's just really difficult. So I get it, but I don't think this works out very well for Wolves in the long run because it's way more than the manager. And I think Southampton are going to get to a point in May where they're going to think, who would you like our manager to be? And a really good answer to that question would be Russell Martin.